And now I have another interview coming up. We're talking to Bob Bramble. He's the director down at for a show down the Lilydale Athenaeum Theatre, which is starting in July. And we want to talk about Bob because it sounds like a terrific show. So, first of all, welcome, Bob.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. It sounds like a terrific show. Can you tell us a little bit about it? It's called Sweet, but it's S-U-I-T-E Surrender, isn't it?
Correct, and that comes from the plot. So this entertaining humorous farce called Sweet Surrender is set in 1942 in a luxury hotel in Palm Beach. And they're having a war effort fundraiser to support the GIs, and they've hired, amongst others, two divas who absolutely hate each other.
But you're setting it up really good.
They've been known to have fights on stage, to throw things at each other and so on, but they always draw a crowd, maybe hoping to see such activities between them. However, they've been programmed so they don't actually meet, but unfortunately, through some mistakes, they are assigned the same suite.
Oh.
So the play is about trying to keep the two of them apart, and the comings and goings of their entourage and the hotel manager and so on, trying to avoid confrontation, which they sort of fail to do, and the show just goes through all the normal opening and closing of doors and things like that, and near misses and those sorts of things.
And there's also thrown in a Miss Booties. Is there a Miss Boodles as well?
Miss Boodles, yes, and I won't give too much away about who Miss Boodles is, but she is certainly a good presence on stage.
And she's obviously caught. Bob, is there, first of all, I'll just ask you, because we also want to give out how people can buy tickets and all that. What got you involved, not just with this show, but directing shows, Bob?
Well, look, I originally came from England, as you might hear, and I was involved in theatre there. And I arrived in 1973. And I'm an ex-teacher, a retired teacher, and I was teaching at Mount Lilydale College when a colleague of mine said, hey, you're interested in theatre. We've got a show down in this new theatre down in Lilydale.
Oh, so you weren't a drama teacher?
No. Yep. No, I wasn't a drama teacher. I was actually a science and phys ed teacher at the time. So I went along for the audition and got the part, and it was actually their third production in 1976. So I've been with them ever since, but I've directed for other companies, but that is my theatrical home. And I'm very proud that they made me a life member. So I've been involved with them from the beginning.
Oh, that's terrific. Bob, you've acted on stage yourself. Do you still act on stage now, or do you mainly just direct?
Look, I mainly direct. I do occasionally get back on stage, but you know, when you get to a certain age, as you can tell from what I've just been saying, there are not that many roles that are around for older people.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they're few and far between, and you know, occasionally something will come up, and I'll be able to do it. But I'm mainly directing.
Bob, we must say that in this community theatre or the non-profit theatre show, or non-professional, I think they call themselves now, there is huge talent among some of the actors, aren't they? And they never get a real shot on the commercial stage. So, I mean, there are hundreds of actors every week right around the state appearing in shows, aren't there?
There certainly are. And look, I'm one of those people who's very proud to be involved in what I call amateur theatre, because amateur, of course, comes from the Latin term meaning love. And the difference is that we do it for the love of the theatre, not to get paid.
Yep.
And you're right, there are hundreds and hundreds of people still involved in amateur theatre. And most of them have no intentions of going into professional theatre.
Yeah, Some
of them do, and they get an agent, and sometimes they get a bit of work. But most of us just want to do this as a love of theatre and as a way of forgetting about our cares and troubles for a couple of hours each night.
I was talking to an actor, this is a few years ago, and he was appearing on stage at a particular amateur theatre, but he also told me, because I said to him, oh, what have you got, you know, have you got any auditions lined up this show? And he said, no, I'm already learning the script for another show. So he's presenting one show on stage and he was learning the lines for another show.
Yeah, that can happen, and it happens with particularly men of a certain age, because a lot of plays call for people in their late 20s, 30s, early 40s.
Right.
And at that time, you know, most men have got partners and got a family and so on and working. They find it hard to get involved. They're fairly scarce. So an actor in that age bracket would be constantly learning lines and going on stage and learning more lines and so on if that's what they wanted to do.
Sure.
No, that still happens.
Bob, have you got... you've obviously put an array of talents among these people that are involved. Are they all ladies or are there males in this one as well?
No, it's a mixture. We've got five men and five women.
Oh, right,
we
cool.
have in this, so it's a nice even spread, and they're people, some of whom I've directed before, but most of them are new to me, which is very exciting.
Yep.
And one of my main tasks, of course, is to create a sort of a theatre family for this, for the duration of auditions, because we audition for 2.5 months and then we put on the production. So for 3 months, we're working very closely together. So that's a very important part of directing, is to form that sort of team.
And
it's
a big input for the actors too, isn't it? Like, they've really committed themselves to you for the next 3 months, or three months.
They have. And, you know, we're very lucky down at the Athenaeum Theatre that it is such a well-run place that all the actors have to do, really, is learn their lines and work with me to develop their characters on stage. They don't have to worry about set building or costuming or any of that sort of thing. That's all taken care of by some wonderful volunteers.
That's terrific. So let's get down a little bit further. First of all, it's on July 6th and 13th.
They're Saturday matinees, but the season itself opens on the 27th of June.
Right.
And runs to the 13th of July.
Right. So give us those dates again, because I haven't got those dates. Yep.
Okay. It opens on the 27th of June.
27th of June, yep.
And runs to the 13th of July.
And how often, Bob?
They're each night from Wednesday to Saturday.
Yep.
Plus we have matinees on Saturday the 6th and the 13th of July. And on Sunday, the 30th of June and the 7th of July.
Oh, I see. I've only got the matinees listed. That's what's happened.
Yeah.
Now, you go.
No, so there are quite a few performances there. And the matinees are fairly popular because you can have a lunch in one of our lovely cafes and restaurants that we have in Lilydale and then come and see the show.
And of course, for the cost, you also get a sherry on arrival, a free program, and sparkling wine at the end of the show.
Yes, and you tea or coffee at interval too.
Gee, you can't do better than that. The costs are $28 for a full price, concessions are $26, and $23 for a group of 10 or more. Am I right on that?
That's correct.
Right, so how are they going to purchase these tickets, Bob?
Well, they could either ring the Lilydale Athenaeum Theatre on 9735 1777. That's 9735 1777. Or they can go online to the website, which is www.lilydaleatc.com.
So there's plenty of opportunities to buy tickets, but I guess they should get in fairly quickly because, believe it or not, the 27th of June is going to roll around pretty quick, isn't it?
It certainly is. So, look, and I know ticket sales are very good at the moment, so if you want good seats, you book often and book early, as we say.
Book in nice and early. And the offices are open Mondays, Tuesday and Fridays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. if they want to ring you.
That's correct. If not, they can go to the website and follow the links there.
Look, it sounds like a terrific farce. I mean, I love farce. I'll come and see this because I love the comedies, and it's a great way, particularly in July, you can get a bit down with the dark days and rain and all that. So it'd be a terrific way to see a show.
Lift the spirits.
It just sounds fantastic.
Yes.
So you've obviously put, but I don't want to get any secrets, but you've got these divas that hate each other, but I guess your actors don't actually hate each other.
Well, no, they certainly don't.
You don't want that to happen,
but
do you?
They are terrific actors, and you will believe that they really hate each other.
Gee, they must be good actresses then.
They really are.
Well, oh yes, of course they're divas. So again, your dates again, please, Bob.
Right, we open on the 27th of June and run till the 13th of July. And there are matinees on Saturday the 6th and 13th of July and Sunday the 30th of June and the 7th of July.
And I guess the other thing is too that it's Wednesday to Saturday, is that right?
Yes.
Each of those weeks?
Yes.
The cost is, again, $28 full, so it's not an expensive night out, $26 concession or $23 if you want to put a group of a group of 10 together.
And that would be great.
Again, online, www, if you want to go that way, www.lilydaleatc.com. That's and that'll take them straight to the tickets, does it? There's a link there for tickets.
Yeah, you just click on bookings and easy job.
Or if you want to send an email, it's a.t.c, is that right, Bob?
Yes.
At bigpond.net.au. Or if you're having any problems, give the phone number a ring. Give it to that again, please, Bob.
9735 1777.
Look, I hope it's a real success. It sounds to me like a terrific show. I reckon you've put together a great show here. I'll have to get down and see it because it's got all the markings of something that that's a really funny show, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we're having so much fun during rehearsals. If you have half as much fun watching it, you'll come away with sore sides from laughing.
You really are. All right, Bob, look, thank you for your time. I hope it's success, and we'll certainly talk to the Lilydale Athenaeum Theatre again sometime.
Lovely. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
No worries. Thanks, Bob. Bye.
See you there. Bye.